This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, there's been 11 races in NASCAR. Top 10 in 8 of them. 7 times he's been top 5. 2 wins this year as well. He's also won twice at Kansas Speedway. Talking about Kyle Larson. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good, man. So you're going to be throwing the first pitch out at Kauffman Stadium in a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I haven't done that in a while. But
it's not easy.
My daughter turned 7 yesterday, and she wanted to have a little baseball party. So we had a little scrimmage baseball game with her and her friends. So I got to throw the ball a little bit.
You know, it's one of those things too, Kyle. It's like, did you practice the distance you'll be throwing? Are we throwing from the hill, or will you move up a little bit?
I mean, if they let me throw from the hill,
okay, they will.
I feel like that's what you have to do. So
yeah, but you know how it is. You bounce it. It's going to be social media and all that. You know how that works.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get too out of control though, like some of them. So,
well, it's cool to have you out there at Kauffman Stadium. Are you a baseball fan at all?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan. I don't get to follow like every game. I mean, they play a ton, but
yeah.
Especially when the playoffs roll around, I think playoff baseball is super exciting. So, love watching that. And that's usually, you know, when my time of the year kind of is slowing down too, where I'm not racing so much dirt racing and I can, be at home on the couch watching or whatever.
Because you like racing anywhere and everywhere, Kyle. It's kind of how you're wired. And big thanks to NASCAR, too, and Matt Humphrey. You guys are awesome. We love having you on. We love having the Speedway right here in Kansas City, having 2 races a year. This is unbelievable. I've always wanted to ask guys, though, Kyle, and especially, you know, guys like you kind of at the top of your profession, like PGA players, it's tough on them, but they don't travel as much. Their caddy goes, they bring a couple bags of clubs and everything. But here you are throwing out the first pitch at Royal Stadium. You guys have sponsorship appearances and stuff to do during the week. Do you get to go home for like 48 hours or anything before you head to the next track?
Your typical kind of week is if you're only doing NASCAR, you know, Cup Series racing, your typical week would be you fly to the track on Friday or fly to the state that you're racing on Friday. If you don't have any other, you know, media obligations earlier in the week where you go earlier. But we'll practice and qualify Saturday, race Sunday, and then you get home late Sunday night. Usually have meetings, on Mondays, and then you have, you know, whatever, you know, you're doing to prep for the week ahead, the next few days. But for me, I'm a little different because I race, you know, a lot of dirt track stuff outside of NASCAR. Yeah. So I'm usually, hopefully home, you know, one day a week, especially this time of year. I stay pretty busy, but I like it that way, you know, being active and being in competition a lot, you know, I think keeps me sharp. So I prefer to do that, but others kind of have their own way of going about things.
Kyle, I was driving in the day and someone was in the fast lane going like below the speed limit. It drives me nuts when people are doing that. And I once asked Joey Chestnut if he can go to a baseball game and just eat a hot dog because dude can eat like 80 of them in 10 minutes. What's it like for you actually like being on a road, like trying to drive like normally because you're used to going fast and you're always racing everywhere?
Yeah, that's a valid question that we get a lot. 'Cause you're going 70 to 80 miles an hour, probably on the interstate. Where, you know, on the racetrack, we're going 180 to 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So you would think that the sensation is like crazy different, right? But really, you're just, the sensation comes from the flow of the traffic. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you're going 70 on the interstate and somebody goes ripping by you at 80, or there's a few people that go, like, it feels like you're going a lot faster. So, yeah, I don't get the feeling ever of like, oh my gosh, I'm crawling on the road. because yeah, I mean, you're just going to go in the flow of the traffic, just like we are.
It drives me nuts. I don't know how you guys do it. I was sitting there going, I wonder what Kyle Larson does here in this situation, because it drives me nuts when someone's going slow. Well, what about Kansas Speedway that you do so well at Kyle, because you've won twice here. Obviously it's been a good track for you in the past.
Yeah, no, it's a great track for us. And I really enjoy it. It's probably in my top three or five favorite tracks that we get to go to throughout the year. For one, I love the area. I love the state. I love the race fans here in Kansas and in the Midwest. But then the racetrack itself, yeah, it's got progressive banking. You can kind of, you know, there's multiple lanes to run at the track. So you can kind of, you know, if you catch somebody, you can move around and pass them a little easier than some of the tracks we go to. So, it's just fun, and our car is always fast here, so I enjoy coming here and racing, and yeah, we're usually up front, which is nice.
I'm curious, Kyle, because with this generation of car, we've seen some crazy finishes like the one a year ago where you just beat out Chris Buescher. NASCAR just announced the rotation of the championship race going forward. Is Kansas a place that you think could or you think would be fitting to have a championship race at in the future?
Well, I mean, it would definitely produce a great race for the finale. Just the only problem is, you know, geographically, November in Kansas, I feel like would probably be a little iffy on weather. So that makes it tricky for our series and picking tracks to race at. You know, you kind of got to go to states that you can be a little more confident that the weather is going to be okay. So, you know, Florida or the West Coast, Arizona, California, you know, potentially like Texas, probably not even Texas, but Kansas, I don't know. I just think, you know, you'd hate to see it raining or snowing or freezing temperatures, right, or whatever, and, you know, delaying the race or anything like that. But it would for sure be the best, probably, racetrack. I would say Kansas or Homestead would be the best, you know, quality racing to decide a champion.
You mentioned, you know, your schedule and how busy you can be. I'm curious, with you trying to do the double again this year with the Indy 500 and the Coke 600, does it make your schedule, does it make you feel like your schedule is any more hectic with all the things that you have to do in terms of going back and forth and that week in particular, or does it just feel like relatively similar to what you're used to with going to different tracks and doing different races throughout the season while also managing your regular cup schedule?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I think for your a normal guy doing the double, it might be busier, but for me, it's really not. It's kind of opposite. There's less back and forth than you think. You know, like, I'll race here at Kansas this weekend, and then I'll head to Indy Sunday night, and then I'm there, you know, Sunday night through Sunday, I think, where, you know, then I'll go to North Wilkesboro to run the All-Star race and then come back. And then I'm back in Indy for pretty much the whole week, and then go to Charlotte on Saturday, practice, qualify, come back to Indy, race, go to Charlotte and race. Where, you know, a normal week for me, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm gone early in the week, you know, racing dirt races, you know, sprint cars and stuff. So for me, the 2 weeks that I'm in Indy is like the only time all year where I'm actually in the same spot for multiple days in a row. So it's actually pretty nice for me and really relaxing. That was, you know, surprising last year for me. And then I think for everybody, when I described it to them, that like my schedule was way easier last year than it typically is throughout the year.
Have you ever thought about F1, Kyle? Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs is invested as a part owner in an F1 team. I know that would be challenging with your schedule, but I'm just curious because you do like to run everything. Have you ever considered that?
Well, I mean, no, because realistically, I'll never have an opportunity to race in Formula One. The FIA makes it really difficult to even get a license to race. So you have to like earn points to get a license. And, I think the FIA doesn't think very highly of American auto racing. So you don't get the opportunity to gain points to even qualify for a license. And then even if I did, like, that's not my background. So it would be difficult for me to get a ride, and, you're not going to be in a top ride or anything like that. So no, I don't think I would ever get the chance to do it. But you know, it is what it is. That was never really my dream either. You know, growing up, my dream was always to, you know, race in the NASCAR Cup Series and, you know, someday down the road, compete full time in a nationally touring sprint car series. So, I'm pretty content doing what I'm doing.
You just like to drive. That's awesome, man. You like to do this in your spare time. Good luck today with the first pitch at a Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, I mean, it's good that you practice too, because again, social media can be the devil sometimes.
Well, if I screw it up now after practicing, that's going to look really bad. So hopefully it goes smooth for me.
Good luck, Kyle. Enjoy your time in Kansas City. Good luck at the race this weekend.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.